and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be on the show with me is 866-444-3478. We've got a contest going on, but it has been solved. The torque test contest identifying the picture that we put on the website has been correctly identified by Virginia Mays. She sent in the answer by email, and I was just notified about it. If you haven't seen it yet, the photograph is a ground cover, and it's a ground cover that I had in the ground cover newsletter that we did recently, and I didn't have a picture of it. It was one of those that I had missing, so I found there was some moneywort is the plant growing across the street from my office, and I took a picture a couple days ago and put it on there. So the ground cover that's the mystery question is moneywort or creeping Jenny. So congratulations, Virginia. You win one of the courses, the Natural Organic Certification course produced by Texas Organic Research Center that I'm the teacher of, 15 chapters. So when you get through all 15 chapters and you have to take a test, at the end of each chapter you are certified as a natural organic person, practitioner. So hope you enjoy it. It's about $195 value when it's purchased one at a time. And so Virginia gets it for a very good price of zero. Congratulations. Let's see where we're going from here. What else I needed to do? There was one other thing. Oh, there is one thing I need to go ahead and do for you. We have a sponsor, well, two things real quick, and then we'll go to the phones. We have a sponsor called Real Time Pain Relief, and they sponsor a feature that is about pain every week, and it's kind of cool. This one this week is something that a lot of you might be interested in, and that is hand pain. It's all about hand pain. Both, one thing I didn't know is both of your hands, I guess, together is what they're saying here, contain about a quarter of all the bones in your body because, you know, we do so much with our hands, lifting, gripping heavy objects down to gentle, carefully carrying out precision work. So when you have hand pain issues, it's a problem. Some of the things that can cause hand pain, arthritis, injuries, carpal tunnel syndrome, repetitive strain from typing and all that. Of course, that could be carpal tunnel, I guess. Trigger finger. I'm not sure what that is. Firing a gun too much or something. I don't know about that. Sometimes mothers can experience hand pain holding the baby same position a lot or something like that. Fluctuating hormones. And in rare cases, diabetes and tumors can cause hand pain. Their tip, Real-Time Pain Relief's tip, is that the natural anti-inflammatory oils like coconut oil and avocado oil, both can reduce the inflammation of hand pain, some general kinds of things to do. And if you suffer arthritis, it may be necessary to regularly stretch the hand's muscles. Now, one of the things that I've gotten into doing, I do yoga. I do yoga now kind of on my it's a combination of yoga and some joint exercises. Yoga Mike and some other people got me interested in it, and I started doing these things on a regular basis, daily and sometimes twice daily. I need to do it twice daily because I see tremendous results from it, and it's especially important for people that have some hand, shoulder, neck pain. And one of the things in this recommendation is to make a fist exercise, and that's the first thing I do. I make a fist, open and close, do it 14 times, and then I bring my hands up and down 14 times and then flip them out and back 14 times. And then I'll do this on video. I think it'd be good for me to do it in a simple video and show you my whole routine. Doesn't take long. It exercises basically all the joints in your body, from fingers through wrists, elbows, shoulders, neck. And then I do a little one that I learned from an interesting Spanish golfer, a little twisting of the knees 14 times both directions. You do a hula hoop move with your hip joints. And then there's movements for the feet as well. Very, very simple. Anybody can do it. And pretty remarkable how unsore I have found myself after playing golf or gardening all day long or something from doing this. So kind of along the lines of what they're recommending here too. Finger bend exercise, finger lift exercise, hand fist, you know, all the kinds of things that I'm doing too. And then their product, non-greasy, real-time pain relief, relieves pain within minutes. If you haven't tried it, I recommend that you do. No harmful chemicals, no GMOs, no parabens, no SLS. And you can find more about real-time pain relief at rtpr.com. They also say you can call an 800 number for the store near you that carries the product. It's 877-787-7180. Real-time pain relief. We'll go ahead and get back to the phones, and then I'll get back to the one other thing I said that I would do, but I'll wait a minute on that. Betty in Delaware has got a question for me. Hi, Betty.
Hi. I have a question about hibiscus.
Okay.
Okay, I got some hibiscus growing now, and they grow better in the shade, but I bought two in pots that I bought at the auction, and I put them in the sun just to get them a little bit of sun, and they wilted, like, and I don't know, they seem like they grow better in the shade. So
well,
should I?
They actually prefer full sun, Betty, but here's the rub. Logan, my daughter, was asking me about a gardenia, kind of the same sort of question, how much full sun and so forth. A lot of flowering plants, gardenias and hibiscus both are in this category, prefer as the ideal location full sun. Full sun, the better, more flowers they're going to have, the stronger and bigger they're going to be. But if you get a plant that was in the growing operation or in the retail nursery and they had it in the shade, you know, for some period of time, and then you bring it home and put it out in the sun, it'll shock the plant and can even sunburn the plant if it's not used to the direct sun.
That's
so
what I think's happened.
Yeah, that's very common. So like I was telling Logan, you can reacclimate it to full sun by putting it out in the sun just short periods of time and increasing that time. That's a time problem to do that. Or you can continue to keep it in filtered light or morning sun with some afternoon shade pretty much from now on, and it will adapt to that and do pretty well. But for the best production, for the best flowering, and the best leaf production and the bigger plant and all that kind of thing, full sun is what hibiscus prefer.
So I should plant it in the afternoon when there's shade and let it get used to the sun.
Yeah, you can also use shade cloth to shade it and kind of take it on and off, or use some kind of big branch that has been cut off of some other plant that will, you know, drape over it and shade it in the afternoon, and you take it off and put it back on and reacclimate it to that full sun.
Yeah, because I have one hibiscus that's in the sun. It grows every year perfect. And then I got them growing in the shade. They grow perfect. But this one come from a nursery, I think, and it's been in the shade.
Probably came out of a shady spot. So you can continue to grow it that way, in that condition, or try to reacclimate it. It's up to you.
I'm going to try to do it in the shade when I plant it, and it'll be full sun, but I'll just let it do it a little bit at a time.
Okay.
Let it get used to the sun.
Yep.
What is the best food for the hibiscus?
Well, just the organic fertilizers in general, we feed the soil, whether it's in a potted plant or in a bed, you know. So we're
right. We're
basically using the same dry fertilizers, organic fertilizers, alfalfa meal or one that has alfalfa meal as an ingredient, and then the Garrett juice we use as a foliar feed and also in the root zone for soil feeding.
So hibiscus don't need an extra different type of fertilizer or something?
If you just use the organic fertilizers on a regular basis, they'll do great. They love the organic fertilizers. They like to be fed. They're kind of hungry plants, so do it on a regular basis. I got to run. I hope that helps you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back for more right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right. Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Logan and Bo are in the business of renting out their really cool places in a couple different areas. They're getting some real good feedback, and they're really proud of people liking what they have produced for them. So congratulations to them. A couple of quick things, and we'll get back. The lines are loaded, and I'll get back, I promise, just real quick here. But two things. One is, there's new information about Roundup, and we put this on Facebook, and hopefully by now it's in the research areas of Texas Organic Research Center and .org, and also on dirtdoctor.com. But an operation called Alliance for Natural Health just did their own research on some breakfast foods, and it's pretty shocking what they found. And what it was, basically, I'm not going to go through the details, but you can see the details on Facebook. And like I said, hopefully we'll have it. It's already on the website as well. But they did a 15-year study, and they looked at breakfast foods primarily. And they looked at things like instant oatmeal, strawberries and cream, whole wheat bagels, organic multi-bagels, whole grain bread, organic wheat bread, hot cereal, large eggs. They did organic and conventional, organic coffee creamer, organic soy creamer. They all had levels, some very high levels, of glyphosate in the products. And, you know, the thing that this information gives you is, for those people that argue that Roundup is safe and goes away when it hits the ground and all that, well, if it goes away, how does it end up in this food? And, of course, the big story here is that if it ends up in the food, it ends up being glyphosate in the human body too. And that's enough of it. I mean, that's just what we've run into over and over and over again. And the data is just continuing to build and build and build about how dangerous and how bad Roundup is, the glyphosate and the other ingredients in the product as well, being associated with all kind of degenerative diseases, including cancer and autism in children. Just one more nail in the coffin of that product. It's the technology is going to have to change. They're going to have to come up with something else that doesn't have the toxic repercussions of the glyphosate. The reason it's used so much out there is it does kill plants. It kills plants very effectively, but it's got a lot of garbage, a lot of baggage that comes along with it that is extremely important to know about. Back to the phones, Ken in Kalinda, Iowa. Is that right, Ken?
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you? Thanks for calling.
Hey, I've been trying to get into you for, I was a professional drummer most of my life, okay?
A professional and what?
Drummer.
Drummer, okay.
Drummer.
All right, great.
And I planted a garden this year, sir. I'm not an expert in this area, but I followed instructions, went to Earl Mays. I put on this, what's called Kane, K-L-E-E-N, I believe.
Kaelin clay, uh-huh.
I don't have a bottle sitting in front of me, so I got a garden that's 40 by 52.
All
so
right.
I sprayed this exactly like the instructions said, because I'm a dummy about this, okay? I sprayed it exactly and waited 9 days, and all the weeds died. I go, all right, I'm all excited about it, okay? Then I rototilled it, and I run the strings down there, slow and methodical, planted each corn the right depth. I did everything perfect. That's the kind of guy I am, okay? And now the weeds are taking over all my plants.
Okay, well, let's back up a minute here, Ken. It sounded like you said kaelin clay. Is that what you said?
No, it's called, I bought it at Earl Mays, it's called, I don't have the empty bottle right now, I think it's K-L-E-E-N, you spray it on, it kills all the weeds in 7 to 10 days.
Okay, I don't know what that is, it sounds like it's a toxic chemical. You know, we don't recommend any toxic herbicides, we use things like vinegar and fatty acids and things like that. Weeds are going to come back if you kill them with anything unless you continue to have a management program of mulches and spot spraying and hand weeding and things like that. I was doing a bunch of weeding in my own gardens yesterday, as a matter of fact, spent several hours. We have certain weeds in our gardens at the office that are perennial. One of them's Carolina snail seed source weed I've gotten. It has been a it looks like it's going to be a lifetime adventure of keeping it knocked out. So it's an ongoing thing. There's no way you can use any kind of product one time, and that's the end of the weed issue.
Okay. I'm so glad I got a hold of you, sir.
Yeah. The first thing I would tell you, Ken, welcome aboard. Gardening is fun. You just have to learn a few things. Are you familiar with my website, dirtdoctor.com?
I haven't been on there, sir, but I've listened to your program enough to maybe ask for help. I'm not too proud to ask for help.
Well, that's fine. My point is the first thing that you need to do when you're getting started is go into the website, dirtdoctor.com, right on the home page. There are words that are all buttons, and the one that says guides in capital letters, you
okay.
Click on that, and it's got the basic organic program for you. It tells you everything to do step by step, and then we can fill in the blanks, you know, from that point forward. Let me put you on hold, and I'll chat with you off the air in just a minute, and we'll talk more later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard Garrett back with you. Just talking to Ken off the air, who's a drummer. He was telling me that the hand exercises are exactly what drummers have to do to keep their hand from being sore because, you know, they use their hands so much. He said they also use hot paraffin wax to soak their hands in. Anyway, he was going to send me some more information, which I'm delighted to see, and we'll add it to the recommendations that we make for joint exercises. And anybody can send us stuff anytime. You can go into the website dirtdoctor.com and use Ask Howard feature there, or you can do the info@dirtdoctor.com, either one. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I did do a little research on the question that Dottie had about the red bird, the bird that looked like a cardinal a little bit but didn't have a crest. And there's a couple of things that it could be. Dottie, I hope you're still listening. One, cardinals sometimes lose their crests and almost act embarrassed about it, and they grow back. The other thing is there's a red bird that's brilliant red, does not have a crest ever, and no black markings on its face, and the beak's a little longer and grayish. And it sounded like that could possibly be what she was looking at. And that's the scarlet tanager. So you could look that up in reference books or online and see if that's not what it was. And like I said, we've got a moderator, and we're affiliated with the website Birdzilla, and owner of that does a great job with birds in all kinds of ways and might be able to be helpful there. And we got a lot of listeners that are experts in birds too. And if anybody knows what this bird might be, that if that's not the answer, give us a buzz on it. Let's go to Philip in St. Joe next. Hi, Philip.
Good morning.
What's up?
I have a question on my asparagus.
Okay.
Ferns are like falling over on the ground. Should I cut them or just leave them grow?
Well, let me tell you what I do with my asparagus, and it does the same thing. When asparagus gets big and tall, it tends to start flopping over, and mine flops over and covers the walkways through the garden and everything. So I've done I've had two different approaches. Last year, I cut the tops all the way back to the ground. And I did it twice. I did it once right after the first production of spears kind of petered out, and then I did it once more kind of at this time of the year. This year, once they got all big and floppy, I cut the asparagus ferns back about halfway. What that did was it allowed, you know, the stems halfway back were strong enough to continue to be growing straight up. There were still some foliage left to do, you know, photosynthesis and keep things going. And I'm going to see if it gives me better production next year than when I cut the asparagus all the way to the ground twice. I was very surprised that I had such great production this year after last year cutting it all the way to the ground two times. It may be that under an organic program with healthy biological activity in the soil and keeping those crowns, the underground part of the plant healthy, it may be that it can take that abuse and continue to have great production and be completely out of your way in the garden for, you know, a lot of the growing season.
Okay, so basically cutting it in half.
Well, that's what I'm doing this year. That's what I'm saying. Last year, I cut it all the way to the ground twice, and it did great this year. It didn't seem to limit production at all. So which way is the best? I don't know. I'm trying the second way now. So you might do this, Philip. You might, if depending on how much asparagus you have, you might try in one spot cutting it all the way to the ground, either once or twice. And then in the other one, don't cut it but halfway. See which way works better for you.
Okie dokie, Howard. I appreciate it.
Philip, appreciate the call. As always, call us again, please, sir. And next is Donna Valverde. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Hi, Garrett.
Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Garrett's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I love your show. I listen to it all the time in the garden. I have it on my phone, and I love it.
Well, thank you.
I just have a few questions. The first one is I have 55-gallon blue drums, food-grade drums that I made rain barrels out of,
okay.
And I put them against my barn, and my barn has a gutter, and the rainwater comes off of them and goes into each barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I put them, you know, one higher than the other, and it works really well, but my garden is up a hill, and so I was trying to get the water from the down the hill up to the top of the hill into a semi-transparent white drum because I didn't want it to be the drums at the garden I sanded and painted dark color so they stay in the shade and they're nice and cool, so no, I don't think any mold is grown inside of them, but the drum that I have in the garden is in the sun, and I actually have a pump inside my barn that I hooked up to my rain barrels, and it pumps the water very well up the hose into my rain barrel that's in my garden, that's the semi-transparent white one.
Mm-hmm.
But I just noticed after about 2 years that some algae is growing inside the rain barrel, and I was wondering, and it's starting to clog it a little bit, the spigot, and I was wondering what should I use to clean that drum out? Should I use liquid shock that I use in the pool, or should I use hydrogen peroxide? Because the other day I heard you talking about algae in a pond, and you mentioned using hydrogen peroxide. Or should I use chlorine bleach?
No, you don't want to use bleach, and you don't want to use that chlorine shock thing at all. Hydrogen peroxide is all you need to use. It'll take care of it completely. But one thing you need to understand is that the algae won't hurt your garden or your plants at all. It's maybe even a sign of healthier water. The only negative would be clogging up the equipment and that sort of thing. But if you need to clean it up, just a little bit of hydrogen peroxide from time to time, that won't be a problem, and it'll even help you if some pathogens start popping up on some of the plants. It's what we use to spray plants for various diseases, up to and including viral diseases.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I would get like a 12-ounce bottle from the grocery store and just add one whole bottle to the whole 55-gallon drum of water?
If you look on our website in the library under hydrogen peroxide, we did a newsletter where we covered all of the different mixture recommendations for different kinds of things. And it seems like we put in, you know, a few ounces per 55 gallons. I can't remember all those numbers off my head, but they're all in there. We did a pretty thorough research on it, and it'll tell you exactly what to use, depending on whether you buy 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store or you buy a concentrated, 30% commercial product. All that information's in there for you.
Okay, so I just go under library hydrogen peroxide?
Yeah, the library at dirtdoctor.com. Everything's in alphabetical order. Just do a search for hydrogen peroxide, and you'll find the tables of all of the mixture rates that we recommend.
Okay, and then when I put it in there, I don't have to scrub it out. I just leave it in there.
Oh, no, you don't, just add it from time to time. I put it in my koi pond from time to time for algae, for example. And you can do it in bird baths or anything. It'll even kill string algae in moving water in the decorative pond, and won't hurt the ornamental plants, and it won't hurt the koi or the goldfish.
Oh, that's great. Okay,
yeah.
So that's great. So I don't have to bother scrubbing out the rain barrels.
No, not at all.
All right, just put a few little bit in. Okay, great. The other question I have is with your bed preparation. I read in your library, and you say, like, to add lava sand, green sand. And, for example, one of my beds is, like, say, 32 square feet. And you say per, like, 10 pounds per 100 square feet. So that comes out to be about 3.2 pounds of lava sand for that 32-square-foot bed. Does it matter how deep your bed is? Like, if your bed's only 10 inches? Because I have beds that are 10 inches, anywhere up to 2.5 feet.
No, because we're primarily treating the top, 4 to 6 inches. You know, that's where most of the roots grow. So you don't have to get the lava sand and the other amendments all the way through the whole depth. Just keep it all up in the top 6 to 8 inches, and you'll be fine. You can use heavier amounts of that. Those are just kind of my recommended rates that are economical to do.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if I could use more of it. Because when I weighed it out, I was like, God, that's just like a handful.
You can use more. In fact, you can grow a plant in solid 100% lava sand, but it'll do better if it has the soil and the compost and the other things mixed in. It's just a part of the mixture instead of being 100% lava sand.
Okay. And the cornmeal, do you mix that in the bed as well as the molasses, or do you just put that on top of the bed?
Both. And the bed preparation part before you plant, if you mix it into the bed preparation, it's best. And then later on, using it around plants where you have diseases or you want to just stimulate trichoderma, you can just apply it to the surface. You can do it either way.
Okay, and same with the molasses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And once you do your bread preparation, the next season, like say you do it in the spring, and then in the fall you want to plant again, I take off usually my leaves, my mulch, and then do you just mix in the first 6 to 8 inches some more compost, or do you have to add more lava sand and the whole thing again?
It depends on how much you did the first time. If you do a little bit more each time just to freshen it up, that's a good thing. On the other hand, once the beds get really, really healthy and you know that they're working, they're productive, and everything's great, not tilling it is a good idea, because you've got layers of biological activity that you foul up if you are tilling, each year. So you just play it by ear. If they're in really good shape, you just apply them a few gentle applications to the surface and don't till it.
Okay.
All right.
Just add a little bit of compost to the top and maybe a little bit of lot.
And the other amendments as well.
Just add a little bit to it.
Yeah, in a perfect world, once you get the beds built the way we recommend them and you stay off of it, you're not having any compaction or anything, they will they'll last. They'll be permanently healthy. But when you're taking crops off of that healthy bed, you're taking some minerals off each time you take crops off also. So putting back a little bit more lava, green sand, cornmeal, dry molasses, organic fertilizer, and replenishing what you're taking away when you harvest, that's something that you have to do to keep production up like you want it to be.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so add a little bit more. Okay, the other question I have is about rotating crops.
Don't do it. You don't have to do it. That's an old wives' tale that really is not that important. I'm going to have to run. I'll talk about that when I come back if you just listen on the radio, okay?
I have two more questions.
Okay, hang on. I'll talk to you off there. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We are jam-packed with callers, so I'll get right back. But one quick thing I said fast there, a lot of people probably said, what did he say? And that is that I don't think that rotating crops is that big a deal. I get my philosophy on that from Ruth Stout, who wrote wonderful gardening books back in the 60s, early 60s. And she came up with the idea that rotating the crops was not that important because she started looking at her asparagus and her other perennial crops. And she said, I don't rotate you, so why should I rotate the annual crops? And she was, you know, the ultimate lazy gardener, too. In fact, one of her books was called that, and she started not rotating crops and recommending it and everything. And basically, I've done the same thing on an experimental basis and have never seen that not rotating the crops has created any kind of a problem. So that, if you want to do it, it's fine. But if you don't do it and you keep healthy, biologically active soil, you're probably going to be just fine. All righty, Monty's turn in Plano, Texas. Hi, Monty.
Good morning, Howard. I've been listening to your program for a number of years.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy it. We have got the worst bunny rabbit population around here. Oddly enough, they're eating one of the hibiscus. I got six. They're only eating one of them, and they've eaten the silverleaf laropa down to the ground. Okay. I planted some other laropa, just the dark green leaf, and they're not eating that at all. But I wondered, is there an organic approach other than, you know, that combination of garlic?
Well, the garlic pepper tea.
Yeah, yeah.
It works pretty well in some cases. In some cases, the reports come in that It didn't work all that well. There was research done in Holland where they actually put Tabasco sauce in water and sprayed and had real good results from it. I've had people, though, report to me, Monty, that they've tried that and they haven't gotten very good success. Somebody gave me a tip the other day, and I don't know, it's one of those things that didn't stick in my brain very well, that was a new idea on controlling rabbits. And I've got so many notes when people give me something like that that I'm not sure where I put it. If I can find it, I'll throw it on the air.
Okay.
It seemed to be a little far-fetched, but they said that it was working, so I'll try to remember what that was. The other thing is, there's a commercial line of products called Scram, and there's mole scram, deer scram, this scram, that scram, and they have a rabbit scram, and it works pretty well.
I tried the rabbit scram, didn't work.
Did not work for you, okay?
No, it I tried that. I've tried fox urine, and now I'm trying the combination of the garlic and pepper, and it seemed to look like it was doing okay. The only time we ever have that I keep them out of the garden is when somebody has spotted a bobcat.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And it's so funny because when somebody reports they've seen a bobcat in the neighborhood, the rabbits are scarce. And then all of a sudden, it's like night before last, I had four rabbits in the yard next to the driveway. So I said, well, bobcat must have moved on.
Well, try the garlic pepper tea, and I just found the cryptic note that I made on this that came. I think this was when I was on Bob Webster's show, and it was one of his listeners that mentioned this. But they said they planted marigolds around the garden, and they said it absolutely eliminated the rabbits. I find that kind of hard to believe, like I said. But it'd be worth trying, and it would be pretty anyway. And the marigolds are, you know, what's funny about that is marigolds are edible. So why they would repel rabbits, I don't know. We've got two SPCA adopted dogs, and they were sitting staring out the dining room window the other day, very intense, not barking, just staring. Judy called me to look, and there was rabbits in across the street, just sitting there in the yard of the neighbors. And how in the world a rabbit has survived there, because there's dogs everywhere, and we see coyotes on a regular basis. And so it must be one tough bunny rabbit.
Well, they have proliferated around this area tremendously. And I mean, we're in the heart of Plano. Plano's, 250,000 people. But for whatever reason, this neck of the woods, I mean, they just, they proliferate like crazy.
Well, now, is this the main problem, your vegetable garden, or are they getting ornamental plants also?
It's the flowers, the ornamental plants. Oddly enough, and I still don't understand why the rabbits are eating the one hibiscus. Blows me away.
Well, yeah, it's an edible plant. Try the marigolds. Plant them heavily and just see if you see any results there at all. I'm putting you in charge of that research.
You got it. I'll take care of it.
All right. Talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. That's the end of hour number two. Boy, it's been going fast. Great calls. Tremendous traffic this morning and calls and interest, and I appreciate it. If you aren't familiar with our course, the Natural Organic Certification course, it's for homeowners as well as people in the profession. We did it specifically for spanning that gap, helping the homeowners understand how to work with the professionals is kind of a third benefit of it. Check it out right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and I will see you again soon, for most of you, right after this break.